a defeat tonight, Matt, against Ashton Athletic in the Lancashire FA Trophy.
Yeah, albeit on penalties. You know, we got back into the game, but it shouldn't have gone to penalties. I've been a bit frustrated in the dressing room there afterwards with the way that we weren't professional. I didn't think we didn't break them down. We didn't make the right decisions. They sat back. They had a game plan. They let us have the ball in front of them. But if you let a team defend deep, and you don't threaten them in behind, or you threaten them through the lines, then they can soak up all the pressure they want if you're going to play in front of them. And we were too easy ozy to passing it for the sake of passing it and not being ruthless enough.
What was your view on the goal conceded on the break?
Yeah, at times. I mean, we had a lot of the play. We knew we'd get a lot of the play, and we were searching for that first goal, and maybe committed too many men forward. They broke on us, and it fell to their man, and he took it very well. Fell to him, and he's put it into the top corner. Yes, against the run of play, but they broke on us, and they did a couple more times when we were pushing to get the equaliser. We finally got the equaliser, and then obviously pens is a lottery. But in all honesty, the pens were the best part of the game. There was only one missed, and they were very well executed penalties. But like I say, it shouldn't have gone to penalties.
Clinical, is that the word, do you think, when we've got chances, when we are on top, to get that ball in the back of the net?
Clinical, yes. So, when you've got chances, you've got to finish them. But also making the right decisions, being decisive, being clever, having a football brain. At times we were a bit too direct once we went behind, pumping ball forward, mix it up a bit. We didn't do that. I just thought we lacked a little bit of football intelligence tonight. But I said, let that be a kick up the backside. We've got 10 monster games now, and hopefully that'll have stirred a monster inside them for the game on Saturday against Telford.
Any positives from you from tonight?
Not really. It's good to get players who haven't played minutes, but I was thoroughly disappointed. I've only been disappointed 3 times this season, and I think one of them was Spennymoor, maybe FC first half, and obviously tonight. But like I say, it's maybe stirred a monster inside a few of them, and we have a reaction on Saturday.
Obviously, it's easy to say, you know, we weren't at the races and this and that, but we've got to give a bit of credit to Ashton. They put up a fight, and
100%. They came with a game plan, and their game plan worked. They let us have the ball, but we played too many times in front of them. They scored a good goal on the break, and maybe could add another. But they dispatched their penalties fantastically well, all 5 of them, and. All credit to them, and wish them luck in the final.
Somebody who's always going to miss, and sadly it was Jake.
Yeah, Jake. I mean, penalties can be a lottery. Anybody can win a penalty. But like I said, it shouldn't have gone that far. Shouldn't have gone to the penalty shootout. We should have been professional tonight, and we weren't 100% professional.
Perfect reaction, 3 points Saturday.
And that's what I keep asking. That's what I've asked them in there, and that's what I keep saying. It's a rude shock, a rude awakening to a few, and like I say, it'll have hopefully given them a bit of a shock, and like we've got 10 monster games now, and we put it right against Telford on Saturday to start with.